Patrick, many congratulations. It was some performance.
It was a fantastic ride by Declan. He came out and he told us they were going to go very hard. Ruby was talking to him beforehand and he just said that the horse would be best not getting there too soon and that to ride him for a bit of luck, which is exactly what Declan's did. He's probably brushed his luck pretty close there in the last 100 yards, but it was a superb ride from Declan.
And your dad, I alluded to it earlier on, he loves nothing better than to come and have a rattle at one of these big flat handicaps.
You know, the guy's been very lucky to us, and we're in a very privileged position. We get to buy a lot of good flat horses, and if they don't work out as jumpers, we can always come back. And this fella probably just didn't stay over hurdles. His work at home has always been very strong, and you know, fair play to my father for making the decision to drop him back to a mile.
And there's only four flat handicaps at Galway. You've already won two of them, and you've probably got chances in the big race on Friday and Sunday.
Sure, look, it's been a fantastic start to the festivals. So we have to keep it going now, but you know, it was magic for Aubrey to win the GBT yesterday, or the Connacht Hotel handicap, and it's great for Rich to get on the board. So we need to keep it up now.
And what's your thoughts on the play tomorrow?
I think it's probably the strongest team we've had for it. You know, none of them are no-hopers. Valley Casey and Legend Wall obviously were placing it last year. They're a lot higher this year, which makes life difficult. Shane Hill is a grade one hurdler. He was essentially a second season novice with 11-3. I think he loved the ground and the trip. And then Haymount and Albert V are there with kind of 10-stone-9. And again, our second season novices, so that they're unexposed. So we kind of have all the angles covered. And but you need a lot of luck around here.
You have five. Which do you think is the best of them?
Well, sure, look, Shane Hill is the grade one form, and he's probably still unexposed over fences, being a second season novice, and Ruby's obviously on him. I think if he gets a bit of luck, he's the one.